How to choose foods with less phosphorus from additives. Phosphorus is an essential nutrient, but it can accumulate in the body when kidney function declines. Because inorganic phosphorus in food additives is absorbed relatively well, it is important to compare ingredient lists and adjust processed food intake. Reducing food additives is also a practical dietary measure for lowering phosphorus intake. Inorganic phosphorus added to processed foods is generally more readily available to the body than organic phosphorus in natural foods. Even if phosphorus content is not listed in the nutrition facts, phosphoric acid and phosphate-based additives can be identified in the ingredient list. Because additives and phosphorus content vary widely among products such as ham, sausages, processed cheese, and instant foods, products of the same type should be compared. For patients with chronic kidney disease, the necessary level of restriction varies according to test results and the stage of treatment, so they should not stop eating all high phosphorus foods on their own. Phosphorus is an essential mineral needed for the formation of bones and teeth, energy metabolism, and cell membrane formation. However, when kidney function declines, the body may be unable to excrete enough excess phosphorus, making it necessary to manage blood phosphorus levels together with bone and vascular health. The key is not to avoid all phosphorus-containing foods. A practical approach is to consider both the nutritional value of whole foods and the form of phosphorus while prioritizing identifying foods with phosphate additives and reducing how often they are consumed. Correcting the misconception that dietary changes cannot reduce phosphorus, the claim that dietary changes alone cannot reduce phosphorus intake is inaccurate. Changing the types and frequency of processed foods consumed and checking ingredient lists for phosphate additives are themselves forms of dietary management. However, this does not mean diet can solve every problem. As chronic kidney disease progresses, several factors may have an impact, including the kidney's ability to excrete phosphorus, whether the person is receiving dialysis, parathyroid hormone and vitamin D status, and current medications. If a healthcare provider has prescribed phosphate binders, the treatment plan should be followed, including instructions on meals and the timing of medication. Phosphorus is an essential nutrient even for healthy people. Broadly restricting protein foods, dairy products, legumes, and nuts without test results or a medical reason may lead to deficiencies in other nutrients, including protein and calcium. How phosphorus in whole foods differs from phosphorus in additives. Phosphorus in food can broadly be divided into organic and inorganic phosphorus. The actual amount absorbed varies depending on the food's composition, cooking method, digestive status, and the individual's health, so it is difficult to assess using a single fixed number. Category main sources, absorption and selection considerations: plant-based organic phosphorus whole grains, legumes, nuts, seeds. Some is present in the form of phytic acid, which humans cannot fully digest and absorb. Nutritional value, including dietary fiber and plant-based protein, should also be evaluated. Animal-based organic phosphorus meat, fish, eggs, dairy products, much of it is bound to protein and is generally more readily available than phosphorus from plant sources. The amount varies widely by food. Added inorganic phosphorus processed meats, processed cheese, some baked goods, ready-to-eat foods, and beverages. It may be used to improve shelf life, moisture retention, acidity control, leavening, or texture. Because it is relatively easy to absorb during digestion, it should be checked first. The binary view that whole foods are safe and all processed foods are dangerous is also incorrect. Whether additives are used and in what quantities varies by product, and whole foods can also contain substantial amounts of phosphorus. People with kidney disease, in particular, are safer obtaining individualized nutrition guidance rather than excluding entire food groups. Foods that may contain phosphate additives depending on the product. Phosphate additives may be used in the following food categories: processed meats such as ham, sausage, and bacon, fish cakes, and some frozen processed seafood products, processed cheese and sauces containing cheese, some instant noodles, including cup noodles, and convenience foods, some confectionery and baked products, including snacks, cakes, and baking mixes, some beverages, including cola drinks, powdered beverages, creamers, and instant preparation products, a product does not necessarily contain phosphate simply because it belongs to one of these categories. Conversely, terms such as healthy or high protein should not be taken to mean that a product is low in phosphorus. The final assessment should be based on the product's ingredient list and nutrition information. How to find inorganic phosphorus in ingredient lists? Because many products do not list phosphorus content in their nutrition information, the ingredient list is an important clue. Check for names such as phosphoric acid phosphates, calcium phosphate, sodium phosphate, potassium phosphate, pyrophosphates, polyphosphates, metaphosphates, depending on national labeling standards and the product formulation, more specific compound names or functional names may be used. If only the function is listed, such as acidity regulator, it may be difficult to confirm from the packaging alone whether the product contains phosphorus, in which case the manufacturer can be contacted. Also, do not automatically assume that an ingredient is a phosphate additive simply because its name contains the word phosphorus. The exact full name of the ingredient must be checked. Practical ways to reduce phosphorus intake from processed foods. 1. Compare ingredient lists within the same food category. Compare ham with ham and processed cheese with processed cheese. Give priority to products without phosphoric acid, pyrophosphate, or polyphosphate additives, or to products with simpler ingredient lists. The actual ingredient list provides more direct information than a no additives claim. 2. Reduce both frequency and portion size. Reducing repeated consumption is easier to sustain than never eating foods containing additives. Plan meals so that processed meats, cup noodles, snacks, and processed cheese do not overlap multiple times in a single day. 3. Use less processed alternatives. Choose freshly cooked meat, fish, or eggs instead of processed meats, and increase meals made with basic ingredients instead of ready-to-eat foods. However, because whole foods also contain phosphorus, people with chronic kidney disease should consider both their protein requirements and test results. 4. Do not assume that leaving broth behind or rinsing is enough. Leaving broth uneaten may help reduce sodium intake, but it does not remove all the phosphates contained throughout the product. Rinsing with water or blanching also reduces added phosphorus to varying degrees depending on the product, so these cannot be regarded as reliable measures. It is better to manage whether additives are present and how much is consumed from the outset. 5. Check non-food sources of phosphorus. Some supplements, over-the-counter medications, prescription drugs, and bowel cleansing products may also contain phosphorus. People with reduced kidney function should check the ingredient label and inform their doctor or pharmacist before taking a new product. The relationship between kidney function and phosphorus levels. The kidneys play an important role in excreting excess phosphorus through urine. As chronic kidney disease progresses, this regulatory ability declines, which can lead to elevated blood phosphorus levels or abnormalities in bone and mineral metabolism. Long-term abnormalities may contribute to problems with bone health and vascular calcification. So blood phosphorus, calcium, and parathyroid hormone levels may be assessed together during medical care. However, eating food that contains phosphorus does not by itself mean that kidney function will immediately worsen. Even when observational studies report associations between high phosphorus intake or blood phosphorus levels and adverse outcomes, many factors affect the rate of kidney function decline in an individual, including diabetes, high blood pressure, medications, and overall dietary patterns. Management goals should therefore be distinguished as follows. Situation basic principle: general adults without kidney disease maintain a balanced diet and avoid excessive, repeated consumption of foods containing phosphate additives. Early stage chronic kidney disease determine the need for restrictions with healthcare providers based on test results and overall nutritional status. Elevated blood phosphorus or advanced chronic kidney disease adjust food choices, protein intake, and medication treatment according to individualized guidance from a nephrology care team and clinical dietitian. Receiving dialysis treatment because sufficient protein may be needed, Manage nutritional value relative to phosphorus together with proper phosphate binder use, rather than simply following a low phosphorus diet. Label information to check before focusing on numbers if phosphorus content is shown as a number. Check whether it applies to one serving or the entire package. If a package contains multiple servings, calculate the amount based on how much was actually consumed. However, phosphorus is not a nutrient for which numerical values must be provided on every product. General food values in databases may also fail to accurately reflect a specific brand and its preparation method. In this situation, the following order of assessment is practical. Check whether the nutrition information provides a value for phosphorus. Look for phosphate additives in the ingredient list. Compare ingredients among products of the same type. Record consumption frequency and the amount actually eaten. If you have kidney disease, review the records with a healthcare provider or clinical dietitian. An easily overlooked key point: blood phosphorus is not determined by diet alone. Blood phosphorus levels are not determined solely by recently consumed processed foods. The kidney's excretory capacity, bone metabolism, hormonal regulation, adequacy of dialysis, medications, and the timing of testing all play a role. A high blood test result does not mean that all protein foods should be stopped, or that additional phosphate binders should be taken without medical guidance. Conversely, a normal blood phosphorus level does not mean that intake of additives can be increased without limit. People with reduced kidney function, in particular, should base decisions on repeated tests and the overall course of treatment rather than on a single test. Conclusion: reducing inorganic phosphorus in the form of food additives is a specific dietary strategy that can be used to prevent or manage excessive phosphorus intake. Rather than banning all processed foods, it is more practical to read ingredient lists, compare products within the same category, and adjust consumption frequency and quantity. However, phosphorus is an essential nutrient and is also present in whole foods. People with chronic kidney disease or those receiving dialysis treatment, in particular, have different test results and protein requirements, so individualized standards should be established with a healthcare provider or clinical dietitian.